and welcome to Heartbeat. This week, we share a message with you that Rosemary gave to a group of women at an afternoon tea. She reminds us of the goodness of God and how our own lives can bear witness to this goodness. I hope you enjoy today's Heartbeat.
But before we begin, let us invite our God. I know he's already here, but let's invite him to be with us. Loving Father, amazing God, you are so, so good. We invite you in today to be with us. Bless us, pour your spirit upon us. Let us hear what you want us to hear, God. Let us truly know that you are so, so good. And may we glorify and honor you this day. And we ask all of this in the name of your Son, Jesus. In the name of the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. It says, stress is raining on my parade, but in my soul it's a sunny day. We can be having a stressful day outside, but inside, if we trust in God, it can be blossoming like the sunflowers. The sunflowers are so apt to just representing God is so good. Because God is good like that, and we have to remind ourselves, you know, this ministry started because I felt I needed encouragement in my walk with God. And I thought, I bet you there's other women who need the same. Because we're all quite similar. We have different personalities and different likes and dislikes, like the good and the no good, not so good. But we are all similar. We've been created by our God. And we have to remind ourselves and each other that God is so good, even in when sometimes our circumstances of our lives at different points don't seem so good. And so we go to the scriptures. You know, scripture, Romans 8:28, what does it state? We know that all things work together for good for those who love God and are called according to his purpose. All things work together for good for those who love God. Often makes me think, so those who don't love God, it doesn't work for good either? No, that's not what it's saying. It's because we recognize when we love God that God is working good out of our lives. He's working good out of everybody's lives because his love for us, for humanity, never stops. But he does want the reciprocal love sent back to him by us, by our free choice. And we're called according to his plan and purpose. He's called each and every one of us to be a daughter of the living God. And he'll work good out of everything. I have to believe that. When circumstances don't look good, I go back to the scripture. God is good and he will work good out of everything. Because that's what he does for us. We are on his mind 24/7. He never forgets about us. Remember the story of where, you know, he knows the number of hairs on your head. Because at every second, millisecond, if I lose one, if I gain one, if one's growing, whatever could occur, God knows. Because 24/7, every millisecond, even if you can, you know, I know you can break down the milliseconds, whatever time span, God knows us and loves us and is wanting good for us. And so the scriptures where I look to, I definitely look to in 1 Timothy 4 and in Genesis, it says, for everything created by God is good. I look in the world and man might have changed something and it's not good anymore, but God created it for good. He created the earth for us. He created the resources for us. And he wants us to work good out of it too. In Genesis, it said, God saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was very good. It was very good. He then gave us the responsibility to look after what he gave us, the planet. So when we, look at climate change and we need to recognize what humanity has done in building, you know, factories and pollution and different things. The building of the stuff is good, but we still need to work out, well, how are we going to care for our earth, care for people, care for what God has placed with us to work with. But sometimes I many times think, I don't know this. I don't remind myself about it, but maybe I've never tasted the goodness of God. When people who don't know God and make different choices than I would, I often feel like, Lord, I can't judge them because they don't know the goodness of you. They don't know how to choose the right way because they don't know this goodness. But in Psalm 34:8 it says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Happy or blessed are those who take refuge in him. And I look at it and go, that's the problem. They haven't tasted to see that the Lord is good. Ladies, how many times have you, for those of you who have children, but even if you haven't, when you were being brought up and someone cooked a meal and you go, ugh. And they said, no, taste it. You might like it. You know, especially I know with the younger children, they've never tasted avocado. They've never tasted prawns. They've never tasted, you know, all the, maybe, I remember avocado to me as a child was a bit more an exotic dish or, you know, a fruit, but now it's quite more common. But you were sometimes at first, no, but sometimes you acquired the taste. We don't taste and see that the Lord is good. The world doesn't taste it. And we have to, as women of God, entice the world to taste that God is good and let God then reveal all the rest to them. We need to show the goodness of God. We need to, like that song was saying, you know, dancing down the aisle. We need to be joyous and happy. And then people go, why are you joyous and happy? And then you've got a leg in to say, it's because God is so good in my life. God always looks after me. You're not pushing God down their throat. You're sharing, though, what God has done. You're trying to entice them to have a taste. Sometimes that's all we can do. But it's also for others who do know the goodness of God. Sometimes we forget. Life gets so hard. Psalm 105 says, for the Lord is good and his steadfast love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. The Lord is good. He is steadfast in love. You know, if you knew part of the background of the last few months of what Bruce and I have been going through, I could really fall in a heap and be weeping. But I'm not, because I believe God is good. He is faithful, he is true, and he will work good out of whatever is happening. He will work good out of. I get disappointed in myself. One day I wasn't doing very well. And at the end of the day, I was reflecting and I said, Lord, I'm so sorry. I was feeling down, but I didn't need to feel down. It's not to say rejecting feelings. It's okay to, but I didn't have to stay there. I stayed there too long. And I said, Lord, I know you know how hard it is, but I'm going to grasp onto your robe, onto your cloak. Like the hemorrhaging woman, she said, if I just touch his cloak, just keep clinging onto that cloak, ladies, because sometimes life is tough and it's not just a one day. It can be many days, many months, or feels like years. Keep holding on to his cloak because he is faithful, he is good, he is true. No, our Psalm 33 states, our hope is in the Lord. Our hope is in the Lord. He is good and he brings hope. Every generous act of giving, every good gift, a perfect gift is from above. Coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no. You can sometimes say, but God often says no to me. No, he might be saying, wait. Or no, but I've got something better. After a no, there's always a but with God. There's a reason why. He just doesn't say no for no sake. No, you're not ready yet. No, you're not in a good place yet. No, it won't be good for you. Remember, his goodness for us is always in the forefront of his mind. I can reflect back on things that happened in my life, and it wasn't till years later that I realized, wow, if I'd got what I wanted back then, it wouldn't have been good. God knew it wouldn't be good, so he didn't give it to me. But it's only wisdom in hindsight often that you see the hand of God. But when you have this mindset of how God is good, you see things differently. You see things so differently. One of my grandchildren was wearing this, and this is what inspired me. How awesome is that? And I went, but God is good. But look what it says down the bottom. Hashtag perfect day. A perfect day when you know God is good. Even if you've got news that you've got cancer. Even if you've got news that, you know, someone that you know, their marriage is fallen apart. Whatever the bad news might be, God is good amongst all that. He is working good out of it. God is so good. You know, I had a blessed week last week. I went on holidays for a week with my daughter. And we went to see the Loom artist display, where they project Monet, Picasso, what else they had, Renoirs, on the ceilings, on the floor, on the walls, on like everything. And you're sitting, you just sit with this very beautiful music. I've sat there the whole day and I was just reflecting on it. But then there was different things that came up that so inspired me. And I thought, do these artists know God, their creator? They must do if they're trying to create what, they're trying to paint what God created. They're trying to put on paper, on canvas, something that they see to give pleasure to themselves but pleasure to us. And there were some beautiful quotes, like Monet, he stated, "All I did was to look at what the universe showed me, to let my brush bear witness to it." What God had showed him, he wanted to bear witness to it. Do we bear witness in our lives to what God, who God is? Like, I was sitting there looking at this and I'm thinking, do I bear witness to God in, I can't paint, not like Renoir and Monet. I'd be like more a kindy child's painting. But that's okay. But what am I painting in my life? What am I displaying in my life with the gifts that God has given me? Am I projecting to others how God is so good? Am I projecting hope? Because God brings hope. God is the hope of the world. Am I projecting goodness, blessing, encouragement? Because that's what I feel like God has put on my heart to do. What has he put on your heart? Are you a writer? Are you a cake maker? Are you a seamstress? Are you a mother soul that loves and gives love to people? Whatever God has placed the gifts in you, are you using them for yourself but for also his purposes? Because that's why God puts you on the earth. Do you have the most brilliant smile that everyone needs to see? Because it gives them hope. It shows them something different to what the world often shows us. Turn on the news. Most of it's always bad news. And we need to know what's happening. But then you get those hope stories. Like, Ukraine war is not good. But then there was a story about a baker who 24/7 was baking bread and delivering with four trucks, four different other people that he got to help him, dropping off bread to those who were stuck in the war zones. And he was risking his life, but what could he bring? He could bring food and nourishment, but not just food and nourishment, encouragement to those. Come on, God is good. God is very good. And I don't understand why the Ukraine war hasn't been stopped by God. There must be a reason. And God is still good amongst all that happens. And so it goes on, and then there was a beautiful saying from Cezanne, and he stated, "I could paint for 100 or 1,000 years without stopping. I would still feel as though I knew nothing." And I'm sitting there, "Lord, I could read about you and try and delve into you, but I would still know nothing about you, God. You are just that magnificent, These artists are looking at a picture or a scene and painting it, people and painting it, and they still feel like, I can't put this into my brush, onto the canvas. Because how can we put our God onto a canvas? And then Pizarro, who said, blessed are they who see beautiful things in humble places where other people see nothing. Blessed are they who see beautiful things in humble places where other people see nothing. Wow. So I had a wonderful time watching these beautiful paintings, appreciating not just what they did, but appreciating God, because God is so good. Then practically, how do we bring this more even into our lives? This is a true story, and I only read it a month ago. There was a man named John who loved jogging. So he used to jog every morning before work, and he had certain routes that he would go on. But this one morning, he decided he would do something different. You know, when you get a bit bored, if you're a jogger or whatever you do in any exercise, it's good to up your game, to do something different, because one, you don't get as bored, but it just helps, you know, your body and everything. So he decided to go a different route. And as he went down this street that he's never been down before, there was an ambulance that came roaring past him with its sirens on. And it parked just in front of where, before he was running onto, in front of a house. And he thought, well, I can't do anything. The help has come. But I can send a prayer up. So he sent a little prayer up. He actually said a Hail Mary as he was jogging. So then, you know, life goes on. And about a month later, he went on the same street. Again, he changed his tack and decided, oh, I'll go that route again. And as he's going up the street, there's an old lady out the front of her garden, and it's the same house. And she calls him over. And he goes, oh, I don't know who she is, but she was getting his attention, so he went over to see. And she goes, I would like to thank you. You saved my life. And he goes, but I don't even know you. What do you mean I saved your life? She said, a month ago, I had a heart attack and an ambulance arrived and was taking me to hospital. And I was in hospital and I wasn't doing very well, and I heard the doctors say, this isn't good, because she was quite elderly. This isn't good. And she overheard them say, you know, who's your next of kin? We need to call them, because they weren't seeing any hope in her surviving the night. Anyway, they walked out and she lay there, she said, sort of half conscious, half not conscious. And all of a sudden she saw Jesus beside her bed. And Jesus came up to her and opened up his hand. And on his hand was this man's face. And he said, because this man prayed, I'm giving you your life back, because there's some more things you have to do. And so that's how she recognized him as he jogged up the street. And she said, I want to thank you. We do not know what our prayers or our goodness does, because that's what prayers are. Prayers are our petitions to God, but also petitioning or praising God, worshipping God, asking God for help. We do not know what our prayers do for us and for others. It's an eye-opener when you see that God is so good. He is so, so good. Pope Francis wrote, amidst messages, noises, voices, social media that surround us, we need human stories that can speak to us, speak of us, and of the God, of the beauty that is all around us and the goodness of God. A narrative can tell us that we are part of a living and interconnected tapestry. A narrative or a story that can reveal the interweaving of the threads which connect us to one another. So it is not simply telling stories as such, or of advertising ourselves, but remembering who and what we are in God's eyes, bearing witness to what the Spirit writes in our hearts, and revealing to everyone but his or her story contains marvelous things.
Let's take all that we've heard today and let's take it to prayer with God right now. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, I thank you today for this reminder of your goodness. I pray that our own lives would bear witness to your goodness as we share our faith with others, as we just live out our daily lives, Lord, in the way that we speak, the way that we act. I thank you for this encouragement today, and I pray that you would continue to remind us every day of your amazing goodness. I ask all of this in your mighty name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.